Welcome back. It is time for the Morning Mindset. Are you ready? Are you ready for the day? Are you ready to behave, to live, to think, to feel in a way that brings glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? That's really the question we're trying to address as we do this Morning Mindset every morning. We are looking for that boost, that shot of truth that we need to set our minds in a place that enables us to do all of those things. You see, we can't do it on our own. We need to have our minds set on truth, because truth is what sets us free. That's what Jesus promised. And so the Morning Mindset is to help us do that. I don't know if you're aware, but there are a lot of different ways you can listen to the Morning Mindset. You can go to carreygreen.com, C-A-R-E-Y, green, like the color, .com/MM for Morning Mindset, and see all of the different ways and subscribe to all the different ways. If you know someone who could use the message of the Morning Mindset, please take the time to personally invite them and let them know about that website address so that they can sign up as well. We've been digging into Romans chapter 8, and we are down to verse number 26. We've just discovered why this thing called sin even exists and what's happening behind the scenes in history and in all of creation, how God is in control of it all, how he is the one who is winding all this up toward a glorious end. And the Apostle Paul has just encouraged us to hope for that outcome patiently, to wait for it with patience. And that's hard. We know that's hard. But the point he's making is it's easier to be patient when you know the end is sure. And in verse 26, he begins somewhat of a different topic, but it's still along the same line. He says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Now, this verse is one of the more popular verses in church circles. You hear people talk about this fairly often. And I want to stop for a moment and just analyze it within the context of what we've been reading here. See, he's talking about this groaning, this longing we all have to be fully redeemed, to have our bodies redeemed as well as our souls. And he's talking about the desire to be more than who we really are. He's saying that's a struggle, and we need to wait patiently for the hope to be revealed that God has promised. Well, he begins this verse by saying, likewise, so in the same way that we need to be patiently waiting for God to do what he says he'll do, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. You see, Paul is not this pie-in-the-sky Pollyanna kind of a guy. He knows that it's hard to wait. He knows how difficult it is to maintain faith through the hardships of life. And he says the Spirit helps us in those kinds of weaknesses, because we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. Boy, have you ever been there? I sure have. There's times when things are happening in life and the situations are so hard, you don't even know what to pray. He says, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Boy, I've experienced that as well. There are times when I just have this assurance that the Holy Spirit himself is going before me to the throne of God, and he's making requests on my behalf in a way that's more than I could even express. And there's a little bit of theory and debate about whether this is referring to a gift of tongues, that the Spirit himself intercedes through a gift of tongues. There's nothing here in the passage that says specifically that that's what the Apostle Paul's referring to. But let me just say this. Even if it is what he's referring to, or could be what he's referring to, the point Paul is making is not that we all need to speak in tongues. The point Paul is making is that we have an assurance that in our time of weakness, in our time of longing, God is faithful to us. He's given us his Holy Spirit to help us, to give us the ability to endure, because we know God is for us. He's answering prayers on our behalf that he himself is praying for us. Isn't that interesting? God is praying for us through his Holy Spirit. Join me again tomorrow. We're going to dig into this and understand a little more how God has given us the help of his Spirit. Join me tomorrow.